Amen. We just thank God. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank God for another opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So welcome to Eagles United Bible Study. Amen. We're going to have a good time in the Lord tonight. We want to start our Bible study off with prayer. Amen. We want to believe God, amen, to move in a mighty way for you tonight. But most of all, he said, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight we are going to be talking about serving him in spirit and in truth. Amen. In spirit and in truth. So we want to first get into prayer. Amen. We want you to, we have a comment section, praise God. So if you would like to be added to the prayer list, I would like for you to drop your name, drop your that prayer, praise God, amen, so that we can say something to you, amen, hallelujah, about you, praise God, so we can reach, amen, heaven on your behalf, praise God, because we indeed, amen, go through some things in our life. It don't hurt to have a little help. It don't hurt to have a little help.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And if adding you to our prayer list just nudge or push, you know, or cause God to move on your behalf, we're going to trust and believe. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want you to go ahead and drop an amen. Hallelujah. I'm here. We're listening, Pastor. Whatever God moves on your heart to share tonight. Amen.
Right.
I got to take a moment to make sure that I make this video, make it public. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because we don't want you to miss nothing tonight. Amen.
Glory
Hallelujah. We're going to get into a deep discussion tonight. It's going to be a teaching and a discussion, because a lot of times we have a bad understanding of what serving God really is and what a relation with God really is, a relationship with God really is. We think that what we offer God out of our flesh, that he's going to receive it. And some people say, no, he won't. But think about some of the stuff that we do. We offer God a bunch of things out of our flesh, but God is a spirit. And he said, those that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit
and in truth.
Well, amen. So we're going to get into prayer. Amen.
Yeah. But
Brother
the thing
Daniel,
about it is,
Brother Daniel's ready, but hold off, Brother Daniel.
No, no. I just wanted to say something.
Amen.
That's fine, but I wanted to say something about
But I want you to get into it.
We have to understand that when you're dealing with God, you have to get to know him.
And we're going to talk about
and that's
that.
And that's a never ending. That's what I'm wanting to say. A never ending learning process. So that's what we want to get into. Go ahead. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you tonight. Lord, we humble ourselves unto your mighty. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity just to lift up your holy name and to learn a little bit more about you. Hallelujah. To get closer to you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask, Father God, even, hallelujah, in the midst of our storm, or even in the midst of our stuff, hallelujah. Lord, help us to reverence you. Help us to honor you. Father God, even when you're passing us out blessings, help us to remember to put you first. Glory to God. Father God, Lord, we just thank you right now, Father God, for all that you have done. Glory to God. Woke us up this morning, got us through our day, hallelujah, another Thursday, hallelujah. That means you got us, praise God, from Sunday all the way to today without accident, harm, or danger, glory to God. You kept us, glory to God, clothed in our right mind. And Lord, we need you right now. We need you, we praise you, and we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So welcome again to Bible study tonight. I want you to drop a hello, Pastor Jay, amen, in the comments so that I know that you are watching. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to drop your prayer request in the comments, glory to God, so that we'll know, praise God, what to pray for. We have prayer every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Going before the throne of grace on your behalf. Going before the throne of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. With our first fruit. Praise God. Meaning, amen, we don't do anything else. Praise God. Amen. Thursday morning. But go into prayer for you. Glory to God. Amen. We give God praise. Hallelujah. We give him glory and we give him honor. Glory to God. There is none like him. Amen. How you doing tonight, Brother Daniel? Feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I just, you know, it's just heavy on my heart tonight that, you know, during this pandemic situation and all this, I have never seen where we needed more prayer than we need right now. Because there are so many people who come to me and tell me things that are going on in their lives that only God really can get them through. You know, I'm happy that they bring it to me because I too know how to go before God and intercede for them. And we have to understand that that's very important when you're having someone in your life or someone in your circle who's dealing with certain things. That support, that need for each other, you know, for one another, and being able to go to God for each other. You know, you want to pay, I put a post on Facebook the other day about you want people in your circle who pray for you, not that pray on you. You know, because we have so many people who come to you in certain situations who are actually only there for what they can get out of you, not what they can pour into you. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So we want to acknowledge the fact that right now we need to be praying for one another and going to the throne of grace for one another like never before. Because like I said, at these times, God has shown us that we need him more than we ever have before. I don't know about you guys out there, but I just thank God for the fact that I have seen and woke up day after day and watched this pandemic spread throughout the world and throughout the United States and throughout some of the households that I actually know, and it has not touched my household. It has not befallen my family or my close circle of friends. And I just want to thank God for that right now, because so many are in those ICUs on ventilators, and so many are struggling right now to hang on, you know, to stay here. We've had a couple of people in our inner circle that have been stricken with COVID, but they were already vaccinated. And because of that vaccination and the power of God, they're back upright, walking, breathing on their own, and enjoying life once again, and coming with a testimony of how God had brought them through. So we need to understand that this pandemic situation is really an awakening. It is a call or a shakeup from God. You know, as I said, he's going to trouble the water sometimes. He has to trouble the water to get our attention, because sometimes we get too comfortable and too laid back and lackadaisical in our reverence for God and our need for God. We feel like almost that we're doing it ourselves. So God has to shake us sometimes. And I just want you to know that through the power of God, we will make it through this pandemic. We will see each other through, and we will continue to pray for you here at Eagles United Ministry.
Amen. Oh, let's go into a little bit of praise and worship. Amen. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting. Oh, like a ship without a sail. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting. Oh, like a ship without a sail. Have faith in God. How many of you know to have faith? Have faith in God. Have faith in God. He'll work the miracle. Have faith in God. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we want to praise you for your goodness. Lord, we want to praise you for your mercy. Lord, we want to praise you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. For even the little things, glory to God. Lord, we want to praise you for freedom, water, lights, air. We want to praise you, glory to God, for just for the breath. Amen. Hallelujah. That fills up our lungs. Glory to God. We want to thank you. Hallelujah. For the things that we take for granted on a daily basis. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to thank you because you're powerful. You're almighty. Glory to God. And we just want to praise you this evening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ought to get a thanks in your spirit right now. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ought to see some thank yous. Glory to God. In them comments. Glory to God. Because if God has brought you. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, like they say, when I look back over my life, hallelujah. Oh, and I see where he brought me from. Oh,
yes,
my God.
Yes, come on.
My
now.
Soul cries out, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah.
You know,
when you give a hallelujah, amen, from the pit of your belly, glory to God, you understand, amen, hallelujah, that if it had not been for the hand of God, you probably would be dead today. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Where would I be? Amen. Glory to God.
You know, Pastor, I was sitting up this morning while we were doing prayer, and I thought about some things. You know, it's amazing to me that I sat there and I thank God for one thing, one big thing, one great thing in my life, that I only have desires. You know, because all my needs are met through him. You know, every need that I have, like you said, daily bread, you know, discernment and different things of that nature, all of those are met. Only things that I really have are desires. You know, and as long as we're human, we're going to have desires, things that we want, we see, we want. But long as, you know, we have to thank God for all our needs being met. You know, such like you said, food, clothing, housing, you know, transportation, all of those things that we often take for granted. We don't thank him for him. And I like I said, I just thank God for me having desires and not needs.
Amen.
And if that made
any
sense,
we're going to always owe God a debt of gratitude.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
Because it's something that God has done for us that we didn't even pay attention to.
Right.
When we're on the freeway headed to work or headed to anywhere, and you see a car wreck over here. If you were just a few minutes early. No, come on, if you were just rushing, it could have been you.
Been
a few
you.
Minutes late, it could have been you. All the different obstacles, look, my hair is sticking. All the different obstacles, oh, glory to God, that God saved you from. Come on, the chaotic situation that you could have been lost in.
Mm.
You look back at some people that you used to hang with, come on, and you see the condition of their life, but God rescued you. Come on.
Yeah.
God saw fit for you to have a better quality of life.
Set
come on. Come on. And listen, and the road that you were on, the road that you were on was leading to utter destruction. But God, come on. Hallelujah. Folks said you wouldn't make it. And some say, they said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. Oh, my God. But I'm still. Holding on. We want to get into this Bible study
it's funny that
tonight.
You talk about that, Pastor, because okay. I like to reflect, even though it's been years since it happened, on what I call my Damascus moment.
Come on, amen.
It's when that's when you're on your road to Damascus.
Yeah.
When he was struck down and changed your whole life.
Come on.
You know, I was on a road to destruction.
Mm.
And I was struck by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
To change my life right then and there.
Come on.
I decided who I was going
to
follow.
I decided to follow Jesus.
Amen. And you know, I thank God often because so many times we forget to thank him for just the turn.
Come on.
You know, for the turn, the ordering for your steps different. Yeah.
Come on.
The you know what they say, the guidance, the turn. I thank you, Father, for it. Because believe me, I was sending me straight, as they say, on a scholarship. I was going straight to hell on a scholarship.
On a
full ride. I was going to be, hey, look, they're going to let me in first. I was going to be on the starting lineup
Come on.
Way I was going in my life. And like I said, I thank God for my Damascus moment.
You know,
I can vividly remember. That's what's so crazy. Go ahead.
I wanna just share a testimony. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes we think our testimony got to be good and have a bunch of gravy on it. No, sometimes our testimony is just that the devil thought he had. Mm. Oh, my God. The devil thought he had. The devil had people count me out.
Right.
And look, count me out, not in secret, but to my face.
Right. Amen.
Look, still today, while I'm walking in my car, people still count me out. But God. That's a very big statement. But God. When you get that in your spirit, but God, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that people try to bring against you in your life, you need to stand flat-footed and say, but God. When people try to remind you of your past and who they experienced you, what they experienced with you and where they, come on, you need to say, but God.
Amen.
Come on. I'm no longer that person. I don't care if you accept it. Come on. I accept it in my spirit. Come on, hallelujah. So I look at my hands. What did it say? Oh, excuse me. I look at my hands and my hands look new. I look at my feet and my feet do too. Come on. Mm-hmm. I walk different. I talk different. I live different. I believe different. My faith level is through the roof, glory to God. I take the limits out for my life. Why? Because I understand that I serve the God, come on, that created everything.
He said,
I'm your father.
He said,
you belong to me.
Words.
He said, all you got to do is ask. And I'm going to give it to you. All you got to do is knock. And the door will be open. He said, why? Because I love you. See, it ain't because of something you did.
Right. That's what
Let me tell you, can I just talk about favor right quick?
Yeah.
It ain't because of something so powerful that you did.
Right.
You think you got favor because you decided not to do drugs no more. Now, you got favor just because he is God. Come on.
Right.
You got favor just because his son said, let me go shed my precious blood for you. So guess what? My favor is there regardless if anybody loves me, if anybody receives me or accepts me, I am still blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Come on. Where does your praise come from? Oh my God, I'm trying to help somebody today. I need for you to stop looking down and look up. I need you to understand. Stop looking back and keep your eyes on the prize. I need you to keep pressing. I need you to keep walking. I need you to keep soaring like an eagle. I need you to understand. Don't worry about your lightweight. God got you.
Amen.
Don't worry about what folk got to say. God got you. When the enemy gets to talking and gets to rearing his head and texting you on the phone and all kinds of stuff, you need to send them back. Text them back. But God. Oh, you ain't going to make it. Oh, yeah. But God. Huh. Oh, come on now. Hallelujah. I just feel in my spirit somebody going through something. We're going to get into the lesson. But I just feel in my spirit somebody is going through something right now, and you need to get a but God in your spirit. The enemy is trying to rob you of everything. Your name, your integrity, come out, your authority. But I'm here to tell you tonight, but God, he come what? Kill, steal, and destroy.
And here come the package here, all three of them he's going to do now. If you let him in, he's going to do all three of them too. He's not going to do one or the other. He's going to do all three.
But guess what? Just because he showed up to do it don't mean God gonna let him do it. Come on. You got to understand where the power is.
You got to
understand where the power is.
Yeah, you got to fall on your face and ask God to get you through.
Oh, my God.
That's it. Amen.
My God. Now, let's get into the word. Because, listen, coming, I can go on and on and on.
We're coming from John 3 and 17.
John 3
we all
17.
Know John 3 Amen. And 16. But we're going to read a little further in the text today and study a little further in the text.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have recited John 3:16 since we were 3 or 16.
Yeah, yeah. We don't understand that it's more to it. Amen?
Yeah, the context of the entire situation. You know, the dynamics of the entire situation.
Yeah, and we want you to live.
Right.
We want you to live and not die. Let me tell you something. I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling every day of my life. I fall, but I get up. Come on.
Amen.
Let's look at this thing so we can get a clear understanding of what he began to say after he said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. It was some stuff that came in after that. Come on, Brother Daniel.
For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Right there. Now let's rightly divide. Y'all know I like to rightly divide. He said he sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. To condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Amen. What is he trying to tell us? Amen. He didn't send his son here, glory to God, to bring hell's fire down on you. He didn't bring him here for he didn't let his son die for you. So that you could carry around burdens, so you could come out. His son came for a high purpose.
Yeah, it was a desire of God for his son to be the pathway.
Come on.
The doorway.
Come on.
For all of humanity.
So that you could be what? Saved. He sent his son
salvation.
So you could be what? Saved. I'm not talking about the title, because y'all know how we say it. You say like it's a title. You know, are you saved?
Salvation.
No, I'm talking about, do you have salvation? Do you have Jesus Christ? Amen. Now watch this. Go ahead, Brother Daniel.
He that believeth on him is not condemned.
Watch this.
But he that believeth not is condemned.
What?
He that believeth.
Read that word right there.
Already.
Okay, boom. He that believeth on him is not condemned. So somebody get that in your spirit. He that believeth on him is not condemned.
Right.
But he that don't believe is condemned already. Right. So what he was saying was, Jesus Christ didn't come to condemn you. You was already condemned. The lifestyle that you were living, your thought process, your ways and actions and beliefs, you were already in a bad state when Jesus Christ came. So he didn't put you in a bad state. Come on. Amen. You were already condemned. He came so that you may have salvation. Come on, Brother Daniel.
Because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Because you had not believed. I hear a lot of people, well, I'm a nice person. Well, I'm a this, that, and the other. We're not talking about your character. We're talking about your belief. We're talking about, did you receive Jesus Christ? We're talking about, praise God, amen. Have you received his spirit? Oh, my God. Have you received the gift of his spirit?
Amen.
Come on, amen. He said, I didn't come here to condemn you, make you feel bad about yourself. I came to offer you a gift. Have you received it? Come on, Brother Daniel.
And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light.
So now he's telling you what the condemnation is. The condemnation is people fell in love with their ways. They fell in love with wickedness. They compromised. They lived any kind of way.
Right.
They fell in love with darkness.
Right.
And that is where condemnation is. It's in darkness. Some people say, well, I don't like them church people. I don't want to go to church. This is not about people. This is about you understanding that you have to receive Jesus Christ, point blank. This ain't about you receiving people. This ain't about you receiving me. This is about you receiving Jesus Christ.
The type of building you in. All
it amazes, that's right. It amazes me how many people, praise God, have been in the church since they were a kid and have never confessed that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. You have been, you went from children choir, junior deacon, and right to deacon, right to preaching, right to, and not one time have you stopped and said, I received Jesus Christ to myself, right, for myself. You've been getting by off of grandma's salvation. You've been getting by because your daddy is a pastor. You've been getting by. No, when will you receive Jesus Christ for yourself?
Truly receive. Okay.
When will you do it? Because the darkness is what we were talking about darkness earlier. And we were talking about how people stumble around in the dark.
Right.
How people stumble around in the darkness, how people get lost in the dark. But it says he came to bring light, because you were already in trouble. You were already in a bad position. You are. This is what people, I pray all the time. Lord, give people a mind to want to be saved. Mm. It's a reason I pray that, because I can tell you all day long that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. But if you don't have a mind to receive what I'm saying, you're not gonna, it's no good to you.
And see, I like the reason why I like what you just said about that, because God put it on my spirit to say this, that sometimes we get so far in the darkness that we just stand there. We get paralyzed in that dark.
Yeah.
And we stay there.
Yeah.
We don't even we're not even looking for a way out no more. We're not looking for no light.
Yeah.
We just standing there.
You done got
conditions. We're not even moving. We're not even moving in that darkness. We're just sitting there standing.
But some folks then got conditioned to dark.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You're sitting there stagnant.
Some folk,
modus operandi.
Come on.
It's
darkness. They feel big in darkness. They feel empowered. See, some folk don't want.
Okay, you got it. Amen.
Right. Some folk don't want to step into the light because they don't know who they'll be in the light. Some folk rather be in darkness because they know exactly who they are in darkness.
Right.
So I want to stay lost because this is the life right here. I don't know nothing about. But he said, you are condemning yourself. You are condemning yourself. Come on. It's time to wake up. It's time to say, I want to live this thing for real. I'm tired of playing games. I want to be made free. And he said in his word, whom the Son is made free is free indeed. So he didn't come to highlight your faults. You know your faults. You know how you've been living. You know you know what you got some problems with. He said, I came to shine light on those dark places so the enemy won't have a place to play around in your life. Oh my God, that was good right there. Amen. That's why, hallelujah, watch this, amen, that the light is coming to the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were what? Evil. Their deeds were evil. You, because your deeds are evil. I watch so many people try to debate with Christian people because Christian people don't go for a lot of different things because guess what? They're Christians, okay? And the reason you mad is because when light comes into the room, it exposes everything that you got going on in your life. So guess what? Now you want to throw darkness at them to try to get the... I'm trying to help somebody today. You don't like the truth because the truth is trying to make you free.
Not only that.
You don't want to let go of that soul tie. You don't want to let go of your fame in the world. You don't want to let go. So what you do? You attack what's good. Come on. It's just like relationships. A woman get with a good man. She ain't used to being with a good man. And so guess what she do? Self-sabotage. Ooh.
Well, in the Bible, it speaks of light confuses darkness. In the scripture, it speaks of light confusing the darkness. And one cannot exist where the other is. Where there's light, there is no darkness. Where there's darkness, can't be no light. I'm sorry. I just get so excited when we start talking about the word of God and the know, because I was so interwoven or dwelling in that darkness for so long till I can't help but tell people about this light in my life now and how it's changed the way I look at everything.
Everything.
Because when light comes, you know, you can see,
darkness cannot,
you can only see things
when the light comes.
Right, but you can only see things a certain way in the dark.
Yeah.
Now, as soon as they click them lights on, you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. In the dark.
I was standing right next to that.
Yeah.
I was messing with that. I was doing this.
I was living like that.
I was living like that. That was me. That's how I looked.
Yeah.
Then when you see that light, you no longer want to be in that dark.
Come on.
Because that warmth of that light from God is so warm and confident.
Oh.
And so appealing.
Yeah.
And it reveals so many things that you used to fall
come
for.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying? When you got that light in your life, people will come to you with the same old stuff that you fell for in the darkness. And now you look at them like, are you serious? Are you for real?
Come on. Let me get back.
And the thing is, it's because you used to fall for it.
Amen.
Because you was in that dark place.
You was in that dark place.
So you accepted that because you felt that that's the way it was supposed to be.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
Next scripture.
And
everyone that does evil hated the light. We just talked about that. Everyone that love evil, that love to do evil, hate the light.
Right.
You ever ran into somebody that dispute everything? God is good. What's good about it? No. Let me tell y'all something. You ever want to make somebody uncomfortable? Tell them the truth.
No.
You ever want to see the devil squirm? Tell them the truth. Come on. Tell them that Jesus is Lord. Tell them that God can deliver them. Tell them the truth. You ever seen somebody say when you turn the lights on and the roaches start running?
It's kind of like roaches. Yeah. That's how it is.
People love to stay in darkness. People love it. So don't get it twisted. A lot of times we say we had to get out because we couldn't stand to do it no more. No, you love darkness. You love what you was doing. But when the light came, when truth came, he said, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and what? Truth. So when the truth came, guess what you had to do? You had to submit to the truth.
Let's just be honest.
Truth is a light. Come on.
Let's just be honest. It wouldn't be so easy to sin if sin didn't feel so good.
Come on.
It feels good to you when you're doing it, but it's bad for you. You know, there's so often we get caught up in situations and things that we don't feel like they're hurting us or they're not bad for us, but in actuality, they're leading us to a death.
Now watch this. A spiritual death. Mm-hmm. They hated the light, neither come to the light, won't come near it. Watch this. Lest his deeds should be reproved.
Right.
That's why, listen.
That's what you're talking about.
You ought, in your spirit, you ought not want to go to a church where you don't get, where you don't feel convicted. You need not. I hear so many people say, I don't want to go to that church over there because every time I go, I feel like the preacher preaching on me. What do you think the preacher's supposed to be doing?
You're in the right
when
place,
you come to the house of God, come on, let me help people with salvation. I want to help you with salvation.
Right place,
when you give your life to Christ, now it's time to go into his house and let him burn away everything in you that's not like him. So why would he send you to a church with a shepherd, you know, that won't preach anything that has to do with you? I want to help somebody today.
The pastor
is supposed to preach things that will convict, that will reprove you so that you can be better, so you can get closer to God. Why is he preaching on me? It sounds like he's talking to me. Oh, my mama probably told him. It's the Holy Spirit saying, I love you and I'm going to turn the light on you. So that you could come out of your mess, so that you could come out of your field, so you could come out of those evil ways. I have to shine a light. If you go to a church and the preacher is not preaching a word that will cause a change to happen in your life, you need to check what church you're going to.
Amen.
You need to check that.
Amen.
Because we are, why would I, listen, Brother James.
Yeah, talk to me.
Why would you want to be somewhere that and you go to hell? Come on, why am I going to church every Sunday paying tithes and all this and I'm headed straight to hell? Come on now.
And not only
let's understand what the light does. The light exposes.
Right.
And if you are mature in the gospel, you understand what that means. That means that God loves me enough to show me my way and show me that I'm off track. That show me, because he'll show you that right there gotta go. Oh no, that right there was a trick of the enemy. That gotta go.
Right.
No, that bad habit of cussing folk out and talking crazy to your wife gotta go. That habit right there, he'll do that because he loves you. Come on. Let's look at this. But he, go ahead, right here.
But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest.
Uh-huh.
That they are wrought in God.
Watch it. That mature person, that's why I say I pray that God give a person a mind to want to be saved.
But that word truth again.
Truth. That person that wants to know the truth. That person that's hungry and thirsting after righteousness. Come on. When the light shine on your life, you get closer to it. Yeah. It brings you into it. Come on. It starts to show you that you got a bad attitude. It started to show you that you're bitter. It started to show you that you've been doing things all wrong. It started to show you that you got malice in your heart, hatred in your heart. You're broken. Come on. He said, I'm nigh unto that person that is of a broken and contrite spirit. That means that you are broken, but that contrite means that you know that you need it. Come on.
Glory
to God. You got to get to a place in your life where you stop playing church and you say, I know that I need it. I know I got some things in me that's not right. I know that I need him. I know that without him, I'd be this way. So I know that I need him. Come on, hallelujah. I get that in your spirit. I know that I need him. I need him because it's so much stuff on TV. When you go to work, it's so many different spirits. When you go, come on, it's so much stuff out there everywhere. You need a savior. You need a savior. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look at this. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. This word tonight, praise God. Amen. It's not a popular word. It's not a word that everybody wants to hear. Praise God. We want to hear we're going to get a house. We're going to get a car. We're going to get this. But don't you want to hear that you are going to get eternal life? Don't you want to hear, come on, that you'd have stepped off the path of destruction and into his marvelous light? Come on, hallelujah. Don't you want to hear, praise God, that God is pleased and well done, thy good and faithful servant? Well, guess what? It comes with the light. It comes with the light. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Here we go. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. It says your deeds will be made manifest, praise God. When the light shines, it'll show you yourself. Let's look, praise God. Amen. At the next verse, after these things came Jesus and his disciples to the land of Judea, and there he tarried, amen, with them and baptized, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we'll stop, praise God, at verse, praise God, 21, amen. Tonight, praise God, amen. Just getting into the truth, praise God. We always read John 3:16.
Right.
But we never, amen, glory to God, read past that. You need to understand why he sent his son. He didn't just send his son because he loves us. Praise God, amen. He sent his son because we need him. He sent his son because we were so lost. I tell people all the time, while Jesus Christ was yet dying on the cross, people were yet in their sin. While he was yet opening the door for us, people were yet doing the things they were doing.
Right.
Come on. Glory to God, amen. So we were in need of a savior.
And 17 through 21, you know, 3:16 tells us that he sent his only begotten son. But 17 through 21 really sums up Jesus' entire purpose for coming, for God sending Jesus to the earth. Like he said, he didn't send him to condemn us. He sent him so that we may be made free.
Mm.
You know, and whosoever shall receive him shall be made free. He made him the doorway into heaven. You know, like you said, you can only go to the Father through the Son.
Through the Son.
So you have to understand that you have to receive Jesus Christ in your heart of hearts. Not just he know my heart.
Come on.
No. That's grandmama and I'm saying. He know my heart.
The man upstairs.
Yeah.
I got a special relationship with a man upstairs.
Right.
Come on.
But anyway, look, I always tell people, have you received Jesus for yourself, though? Is my thing.
Now.
And see, this right here, 17 through 21, tells you why you need to receive Jesus.
Wow.
Because it's going to bring an entire new light to your life.
To your life.
See, we understand and want to understand that when you receive Jesus Christ, you become a new creature.
No.
You no longer seek the darkness.
Oh, passed away.
You no longer seek that darkness and that pity
you have
and that anguish that you were living in.
You have a different hunger.
You are now hungry and thirsty for the light rather than the dark.
Than the dark.
You see what I'm saying? And like I said, when light comes into your life, it's going to confuse the old you.
Yeah.
So guess what you need to do with the old you that's confused?
Throw it away.
Get rid of it. And that's what God wants you to do. That's why, like you were saying, when you go to church on Sunday, it feel like the preacher preaching to you. Because you need the work.
You need the work.
And not only that, as a new child of God and a new Christian, you ought to want to do the work.
Yes.
That's why the Bible talks about willing workers.
Yeah.
I'm willing to work on me, Lord.
Yeah.
I need your help, though. I've been trying to do it myself. I can't do it by myself.
Yeah.
No, because a lot of things, let me tell you something. I tried to stop drinking several times by myself. I tried to stop staying out to 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning on my own.
On your own, you tried it.
Didn't work.
What did they say? You tried?
Yeah, I tried. I used to have that job, turn the street lights on and off. when I leave out the house, I turn them on. And when I come back in, I'll be turning them off because it's daylight. You don't need them no more. So that was one of the hardest jobs and most trying times of my life. And I thank God that he kept me through all of that foolishness. Because let me tell you something. In that darkness at night out there in the streets,
yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. There's some things that you see that you don't really want to see. When I tell you it looks completely different, when you come to the light, you realize how foolish you was out there standing in the middle of that.
Exactly.
And how much grace and mercy you had to have.
Ooh, come on.
To come up out of that.
Come on.
See, and I sit here in the morning. You know I do. Every morning I get up at 5:30. And I sit here and I watch the news in the morning. The reason why I watch the news and I'm so intrigued, I used to wonder why older people used to get my grandmother. Grandparents used to get up and do that. My mama. And I think I got the bug now because I sit there and watch the people who didn't make it home last night, who actually died in their foolishness, in that darkness. You know what I'm saying? You out at 3:30 in the morning, you get shot, you get killed. Why are you? I'm not even up at 3:30 in the morning no more. I don't have a desire. I don't know what I wouldn't know what to do at 3:30 in the morning right now. I don't want to learn. I don't want to relearn what to do. Now, when I was in the streets, I knew exactly what to do at 3:30. I wasn't ready to go home. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I knew where I could go where it wasn't nobody going home. Mm-hmm. So I'm so thankful for the light, the light.
Come on.
The light of Jesus Christ in your life is the brightest, calming, coolest, most comfortable light you will ever have in your life.
And I want to just say this, and that's true. But the light makes you uncomfortable, and you need to be uncomfortable. You need to be uncomfortable. You need to be at a place where you understand that what you are doing, that's called conviction.
Right.
You need to understand how dangerous it is to be living the life that you used to live. Come on. And the different scenarios, and a lot of y'all right now are going through your mind thinking of different positions you got yourself in that was dangerous, but like Brother Daniel was saying, but his grace and mercy kept you even in your foolishness. His grace and mercy kept you. You have to understand. Glory to God. Amen. That he was there all the time. Come on.
Never left you.
One thing I try to teach and help you get an understanding. He will not force your will. It's so many people that think God got to crack the sky and come down and take this cigarette out of my mouth. Take this swish of sweet out of my mouth. Take this beer can out of my hand. That's not how it works, because he can't force your will. Oh, glory to God. You got to give over to his will. He said you got to turn from your wicked ways. You got to make a decision. This is one of the hardest things for people to do. And people get reneging on stuff. They say one thing and do another. You got to make a decision, not for people, for you. You got to understand how major it is. Come on, hallelujah. How major it is for you to let go of your old way. How major it is for you to get out of that ungodly soul tie. Come on, some folk holding on to a bunch of stuff. It's time to let go. It's time to let go and trust God. Oh, glory to God. If you have not received Jesus Christ, amen. If you are listening to my voice right now and you are saying, that's me, I have not been living right. I have not, been walking right. And I want to receive Jesus Christ right now in my heart. This is an open invitation for you right now. All you got to do is kneel right where you are in your house. Come on, glory to God. Somebody that snuck, amen, in the bathroom to listen to this. I need for you to lift your hand. I need you to lift your hand. See, when you take this posture, that means you're about to receive. I need you to lift your hands to heaven and say, Jesus, I receive you right now as my Lord and Savior. I understand that you died on the cross for my sin. You died on the cross for my wretched soul. Hallelujah. Just put it before the Lord. He said, you got to confess your sins. Glory to God. You got to confess. Say tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I know that I need you. And I know that you gave your life that I may have a right to the tree of life. Come on. I receive you. You died on the cross. Glory to God. You went to hell, got the keys. Glory to God. For my freedom. Hallelujah. For my freedom. Glory to God. Rose on the third day, hallelujah,
yes,
as a representation of the old man dying and the new man rising up. Come on, hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Oh, the baptism, glory to God, of my old man dying and my new man rising up. And Lord, I receive you right now. I receive you. You
right
said
now,
when you left, you were going to prepare a place for me. Hallelujah. You said, I'm going to prepare it. And one day you'll be there. Hallelujah. But
there,
until
Father.
Then, I'm going to send a comforter, glory to
yes,
God, which is
you,
the
Father.
Holy Ghost.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Oh, so many people yes, like to say you. The Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. Lord, you said you ascended, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
That
yes.
I may have help. I'm going to send a comforter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Receive Jesus Christ into yourself today. Just say, I receive. And just begin to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as you begin to say, thank you, Jesus, as you begin to receive him, glory to God, hallelujah,
yes.
You're going to feel, hallelujah, his power into the room. Glory to God. You're going to feel that change, glory to God.
Yes.
Just hold your hands up, glory to God.
Yes.
Surrender to him and say, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah. Save me, Lord, hallelujah. Save me, glory to God. Fill me with your power. Fill me with your spirit. Lord, I don't want to do the things I used to do.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the person I used to be. And I believe tonight, Father God, that you are saving every person that have lifted their hand. Glory to God, that have received you. I believe, Father God, hallelujah, you are turning them around right now. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. I come against backlash of the enemy, glory to God, hallelujah. Lord, they will not lose anything that they've gained tonight, hallelujah.
Yeah.
They've gained salvation. They've gained a new life. They've gained a new way of thinking, a new way of living. And Lord, we thank you for it right now. Lord, I need you to lead them to a church, glory to God, or
yes,
bring them right
yes.
back to this broadcast Sunday, glory
yes,
to God,
yes.
to receive another word, a keeping word, glory to God, a true word, glory
yes,
to God,
Father.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I thank you for it right now. Hallelujah. I thank you for their life. The angels in heaven are rejoicing because another soul, hallelujah, has been won to the kingdom. And, Lord, we thank you for it right now in your son Jesus' name. I want to thank everybody
amen.
For tuning in. Praise God tonight. Amen. God, amen. Me and my husband got in a conversation, amen, about the spirit. Amen.
Right.
About
right.
the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Right.
How the word of God is said in his word. The letter is dead. But the spirit give it life. You really want a true understanding of the word of God, then receive his spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Receive his spirit. He said, you
and
shall receive.
Word.
He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
Right. Amen.
Come on. You shall receive power. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So your help, amen, is in Jesus Christ. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Come on. Amen. Anything else you want to say, Brother Daniel?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out, you know, I was watching you and I was thinking about it, and God put on my spirit that sometimes we never even think about it, that the posture of praise is both hands up. Mm-hmm. And so is surrender. Yep. Until you come out,
yeah, surrender
with your hands up.
Surrender, receive.
Right. That God wants you to do the same thing. Surrender yourself. Surrender your will.
Your will.
And accept His will. That's why our posture of praise,
come on,
is both hands up.
Yeah.
Because you're surrendering everything that's in you.
Yeah.
You want to surrender it over to God. Give it all your burdens, all your woes, come all on. Your heavy laden. All of that, you want to surrender that to God, give it to Him, and watch what He gives to you. He's going to surrender His will to you.
Amen.
And His will, as He said, is life.
Amen. This has been so good to us tonight. He didn't bring us this far just to leave us.
Amen.
He didn't teach us to swim to let us drown.
No.
He didn't build a home in us just to move away. He didn't pick us up to let us down. Oh, no, He didn't pick us up to let us down. He didn't bring us this far just to leave us. Hallelujah. He didn't teach us to swim to let us drown. He didn't build a home in us just to move away. He didn't pick us up to let us down. Oh, no, He didn't pick us up to let us down. God bless you.
Amen.
Remember that without faith it's impossible to please God, but with God all things are possible. Who cares? God cares.
Amen.